The one thing that we're just learning, it's at least just now being made official, is that the corner, number two corner opposite Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter, is out for sure this week. The shoulder injury was too much, couldn't practice, and they've declared him out for this particular game. I don't know how long that's going to last, but he's out this week for sure. Now, as I look at that, there are three different Texans players that I think could either start or see consistent playing time. It's Chris Boyd, sixth year in the league, been with Minnesota, Arizona, and now Houston, 2023 Texans practice squad. At week 8 through 14, he was activated week 14. He's been active all year long as a specialist with the Houston Texans. He actually has flashed and made some plays, some good, couple bad. I've seen Sean Pendergast throw something against the wall when Chris made a mistake on special teams.
Yeah.
But he's been good otherwise.
Come on, Kadar, Sean.
Yeah, I know, Mom. We got to get Sean every now. We got to hold him down every now and then. He gets a little loose. Kadar Holman, who again. It's his fourth year in the league. He's been with about 42 different teams. He's recently been with the Baltimore Ravens. Actually saw a little bit of time with the Baltimore Ravens. And the Texans, have recently brought him back in and brought him into the fold. He is a guy that has played some last year for the Texans.
He did.
And played well. He's a guy that D'Amico Ryans used through that time where there were so many banged up defensive backs that they were pulling guys in from left and right from all over the place. And Kadar Holman played well. He played well. So he's very capable. And then there's D'Angelo Ross, a fourth-year NFL guy. Again, New England, Miami, and the Texans. He's been in Houston since January of last year, so they're very familiar with him. This is year two with D'Amico and company. So they're very familiar with him. Sean, that's your three choices: Chris Boyd, Kadar Holman, and D'Angelo Ross. I know you've got a little bit of an update on D'Angelo Ross. What do you got?
Well, Aaron Wilson about an hour ago just reported that it appears it's going to be D'Angelo Ross, who is slated to start against the Patriots as the replacement for Kamari Lassiter. So there might be look, if Ross is going to start, okay, maybe Kadar Holman gets the call up as well, or Chris Boyd gets some more run or a look at corner two. Just because, you know, you're going to maybe start Ross doesn't mean he plays the whole game, because now you have to have a backup. So you typically have a backup for Kamari Lassiter. Well, who's going to be the backup for D'Angelo Ross if stuff hits the fan? I just remember D'Angelo Ross, and I was trying to think of the game. I'm almost positive it was the Browns game last season where D'Angelo Ross was burnt in coverage at least once, maybe twice, on massive plays. How the hell he wound up on Amari Cooper, I have no freaking clue. But that started the bitch about not moving Derek Stingley to Amari Cooper, not moving Stingley to the number one wide receiver.
But correct me if I'm wrong. The play where he got beat down the visiting team sideline at NRG Stadium against Cleveland, Amari Cooper. Correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that's the play. That's one of the plays where the safety ended up getting benched because he wasn't where he was supposed to be.
You might be right. Yeah, Petrie. You talking about Petrie?
I think it was Petrie. I'm not positive. But
I know you're right. No, you're right. Petrie was involved on that play, but I don't know that definitively he made. You're asking to go back a long ways now. I remember having this conversation with somebody, and I don't know if that was the wrong call or not, but look, it's...
Your point's valid.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a backup corner
It's a backup cornerback, okay? It's a journeyman backup quarterback, but ultimately it goes into a different conversation where how are the Texans going to handle this defensively this weekend? It's not like the Patriots have this world-beater wide receiver. Like, the Patriots' defense is more worried about how they're going to handle the receivers from the Texans' standpoint vice versa, okay? It's just you don't want to make yourself susceptible to, you know, the explosives. And it's not like you need to really worry about that, but it's just the fear of the unknown. Rookie quarterbacks have fared very well in the NFL this year. Rookie quarterbacks, at least here in recent memory, have fared very well against the Texans from a franchise point of view. And then look, if you're potentially having to go with two rookies on a week-in and week-out basis at safety and corner with Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter. You take Lassiter out of the equation, maybe you get more of an experienced kind of a guy back there. But yeah, Kalen Bullock is, you know, still that lone rookie who's playing for Jimmy Ward this weekend.
Well, one of the most impressive things that this coaching staff has done, and it all starts with D'Amico Rines, and as it pertains to this conversation, it's all about D'Amico Rines, is they have done an unbelievable job. Like, literally, it's unbelievable how good they've been overcoming injuries. Particularly last year, but I'm sure they're on their way to do it this year as well. When you've got a coaching staff that has a team prepared week in, week out, as well as any team in the league, it's easier to overcome injuries like this.
Sure.
When you are preparing months in advance, your depth in a way of at some point in time you're going to have to depend on these guys. I mean, they're not only developing and preparing their starters better than 99% of the league, they're developing and preparing their depth, I mean, weekly, on a weekly basis. We've heard Nick Caserio talk about it. This organization has been tremendous with that since D'Amico Rines got here. And so I say all that to say, yes, they're short a corner. But I have 100% confidence, and not just because this opponent doesn't have much of a chance, but I have 100% confidence that D'Amico Rines is going to have a plan that's going to have that guy play to his strengths, and that guy is not going to be the reason that this team gets beat.
You know what the plan should be and probably is?
What's that?
Whoop some ass up front.
Fair.
Because if you're able to get to the quarterback
a little bit
quicker than you typically have, like maybe they're able to get home this weekend. They should. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson. Maybe they're able to get home many more times than not. And if they are, well, that takes a lot of pressure off the corner.
Well, I like that approach every weekend, Chief, including this one. You know what I mean? So I'm with you.
Yep. Well, it should happen this weekend, I tell you that. That was my key to the game, is get your butt to the quarterback and fill up that stat sheet. Not that I necessarily need it to happen, because I start worrying about, like, is Hunter and Anderson, like, okay? Do they fit? Like, what's going on? No, it's time for them to actually do what they're supposed to do. And they're supposed to dominate up front this weekend, because the offensive line of the Patriots sucks. Fair. It's a rookie quarterback. They have no run game. How many other examples of you're supposed to be ass this weekend for the Patriots can I possibly give?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that scares me is Vegas, man. That 6.5-point line, it seems too good to be true.